Hi, and welcome to Detox, Talks the Detox, a podcast where we talk to some of the world's finest leaders about their detox rituals and how they maintain continuity in a world of noise and chaos. How they make sure that the criticism that the world puts on them doesn't affect their insight and they still continue to perform as well as they do. Thanks for tuning in. This is Kunal Sundiramani, and you are listening to Detox, Talks the Detox.
With Paroma Roy Chaudhry on the Detox Podcast. Paroma is the Senior Director for Asia Communications and Public Affairs at SoftBank Group. Thanks for coming on the podcast. Now, as a senior leader, when you're entering into new industries, given that SoftBank is involved in so many different fields, and in the midst of a company that lives on change and that's main agenda is creating and investing in change, what is your idea of surviving and embracing change?
Well, you embrace change to survive. That's the first thing. You embrace change to survive, because if you don't embrace change, if you're not agile, you simply will not survive. There is no place for dinosaurs in any sector, any industry. As I said, you must be agile in your thinking. You must be prepared for change. You must learn to pivot your career. I'll give you an example. I was a print journalist to begin with. And, you know, I have done so many different things. And even now in public affairs or in communication, it is digital all the way. If you don't learn the new tools, if you don't learn new ways of communicating, you will not be effective at your job. So you must be open to learning and you must be open to change at all steps, no matter how senior you are. I love the concept of reverse mentoring, you know, learning from younger people. Many of the startup founders I work with are much, much younger than me, but I learn so much from them. These are people who have created multi-billion dollar businesses in their 30s. They are really smart people. Learn from them. And also, you know, offer your expertise to them. If it is, it can be very valuable collaboration.
Right. It's lovely to see the diversity of change that we have to embrace. Like, there's this idea that's come through generations of surviving change. But the real idea is always about embracing change, because change really is where growth happens.
Exactly. Embrace it. Don't turn away from it. Then if you turn away from it, you're scared of change. Don't be. Change. I really think change is good. Always. It pulls you out of your comfort zone.
So you worked across so many different companies, all the way from GM to Google to SoftBank, and all these companies are so diverse in what they do, in their culture and in absolutely their values and almost everything that they believe in and the way they embrace it. So having had worked with all these different organizations, what were a few takeaways that always stayed at you working at executive level positions in some of the most well-known brands and as a journalist to start with? Any such detox tips that came along that stayed with you?
Well, I really think that, you know, I don't need such detoxing, though everybody needs a break and relaxation techniques. I mean, journalism, of course, teaches you to be curious, teaches you to ask questions, teaches you to doubt. You know, for a good journalist, a glass is always half empty rather than half full. You are trained to ask questions. That really helps. That really helped me in my career of in corporate sector. And even in corporate sector, from GE, which was my first big corporate job, I learned the value of excellence in whatever you do. In GE, we were told no job is too small. Whether you're organizing a dinner party or a chairman's visit, you have to do an excellent job no matter what. And you have to take full responsibility and accountability. GE word is called wing to wing, full accountability. Very valuable lesson. HP was a very collaboration-driven company. You needed to collaborate globally at every step with your colleagues, with your business colleagues, functional colleagues. Value of collaboration. In Airtel, simple handling of massive scale and response on your feet. Telecom is a very crisis-prone sector. You have to think on your feet. You have to execute on your feet. So handling scale and handling speed of response. Google has taught me pretty much everything. It's clearly the best company I have worked for. And, you know, it's in Google, you are taught it's not only important to do things, but the way you do things is equally important as the outcome. If you are trying to accomplish a goal, but you are riding roughshod over people, not respecting people, not respecting their values and attitudes, you are a leader who has failed. So learning to do things in a sensitive, acceptable, respectful way. I love also this adage of Google that you can be smart without a suit. So no matter if you are dressed casually or, you act a little casually, it's what counts is the value you bring to the table. So you don't need a lot of external stuff to be effective. You don't need to be a sharp suit. I really, really love this thing and about respecting each other. SoftBank is private equity. It's a very different industry, but you learn, you work and learn every day. You work with a bunch of very, very smart people. So, you have to hold your own. You have to add value. If you're an expert, you have to behave like an expert. So, it's very, very important to be really good at your job and, bring that expertise to the table. So every workplace teaches you something, and you must be open to learning from every workplace. If you think that I'm senior and I know everything, that's a surefire recipe for failure.
That's lovely put. The whole idea of every culture imbibing such values that stay with you, and moreover, the diversity of each organization really represents what it stands for. Moving further, so across your journey, while taking a change, given that you referred to Google as one of the best companies you've been with, changing from Google into another organization, even as well-renowned as SoftBank, any emotional connection, not just to the people, but to the organization and to the culture that is within Google that you were emotionally attached to, that you had to slowly let go, not just the human connections, but the emotional connection to the values of the company?
Oh, Google's a fantastic place. Of course, I miss it in some ways even now. But thing is that you imbibe those values and move on. No? You don't have to be at that company lifelong. You embrace those values. They become a part of you. You internalize them and then use them at your next workplace or next life situation. Yeah, I'm very forward-looking, you know. I mean, I, as a person, I'm very forward-looking. I don't look back. I don't like looking back.
I think that that's so deep in so many ways, looking forward. I think a lot of people try looking forward and they just see a mirror. And it's sometimes about just going and skipping the mirror and looking ahead of it. So
that's pretty profound. And that's pretty profound also. But I really do think if you don't look for, if you look backward all the time, how will you move forward?
Very true. So at SoftBank, you work across people who are disrupting industries every single day. And across all these people you work with, who come from such diverse backgrounds and work on such diverse things with the core goal of creating something better. So in the midst of something that's truly changing the world and embracing change, and for all the people who are going on that journey, any DDoX tips that you'd like to share from your journey and from all the people that you've met across your journey?
I would say that, uniformly, us having a set of healthy personal relationships outside of work really helps. having your a family, having close friends, having interests that you pursue, which have nothing to do with you or professional life, taking time off, getting good sleep. These are all very important. So please invest in yourself, you know, other than work, so that you can do your job more effectively. Unless and until you rest and relax and you take mental breaks and you don't make work be all and end all of your life, you know, it's very difficult to have sustained success.
So now being at an executive level in a company, in companies of which are household brands, is such a position of responsibility in so many ways. And for a lot of people who get there, and in fact, a problem which most entrepreneurs face is about work life finding its way into times which are dedicated for spending time with family or spending time away from work, rejuvenating, anything on those lines. So as an executive leader at so many companies, how have you managed to make sure you can dedicate as much time outside of work, not in terms of the time spent, but in terms of balancing both of them out?
Yeah, I don't think everybody has a perfect balance. And there are days when your professional life is out of whack. And there are days with where personal life is out of whack. You learn to balance. As the woman, I would always say, particularly to women leaders in the making, that please invest in good support system. Good support systems. I mean, if you have your mother or your in-laws close by, your parents or in-laws, they can be excellent support systems. But please, otherwise, invest in really good health, absolute top quality that you can afford. And please, please be with supportive partners who support your career goals. You know, so you can take care of your personal needs and your children's needs if you choose to have them, and do well in your career so that you don't take breaks. This is specifically for women. And from across genders, I would say, please take time off for close, healthy personal relationships, be it your friends, be it your family. Do have some interests outside work. It could be working out, it could be reading, it could be cooking. Please make sure that you are making time for them and invest in your health. Because if you don't invest in your health, you will not have a career very soon. So, you know, today I have worked in the morning. I have spent the day at a friend's place. I'm going to go back now. It'll take me an hour from Noida to Gurgaon. I will have a yoga class for 45 minutes and then I have a 9:30 p.m. call. I will do everything. So good planning can also make sure that you fit in a lot in a day, provided you just don't waste time. Sometimes wasting time is also good, but with good planning, good support system, a healthy set of interests and a healthy set of relationships, I think most things, most situations, you can get through.
So this is one of the points that you really stand for about women in the workspace. And unfortunately, yeah, there's so much stigma associated. And that's one of the most unfortunate elements of the entire workspace right now. The unfortunate element all the way from work pay to work hours and almost everything associated. So in the midst of that, given that you really stand up for all these values, where were you able to find the balance between going ahead and asking and standing up when you aren't getting what's fair and standing up for what's fair while still not letting it affect your mental health and still being at peace?
Well, I don't really quite agree with the word stigma, but yes, things are still difficult. I always have felt that it's important to be yourself. Mm-hmm. It's important to be heard. It's important to articulate your demands, but at the same time, be really, really credible. If you are a credible professional, if you are hitting the wall out of the park in performance, you know, you have credibility, and most places you will get hurt. And in similarly, personal family situations, if you are bringing value to your role as a partner or a mother or a friend, people will try to help you and value you. And if you find yourself in situations where you're not feeling valued and you are not feeling respected, it's best to move on. Maybe you can't do it instantaneously, but you must make an exit plan. And by that, I also mean negative personal situations. Sometimes your family is not supportive of your ambitions. Your partner is not supportive. So you have to make some tough calls as to what is important. So a lot of onus is also on women themselves to see what is really important to them and what situations bring value, what situations bring respect, and be very clear and unemotional about it. And finally, it's your life. It's not somebody else's life. So don't really get bothered about what X thinks or Y thinks or society thinks. It is your life. Please decide for yourself. You'll see a lot of things becoming clearer instantly. A great way of achieving balance is to respect yourself and respect your own time and draw boundaries.
Lovely point.
A lot of times we don't really know how to do it, especially women.
Very well put. So moving to the rapid fire round. So this is one of my favorite parts of the podcast. It's really about what you feel and about what's most authentic to you and what's the first thing that comes in your mind, and with a huge element of fun, because life is all about having fun, whether it's at work, whether it's at home, wherever it is. So moving to the rapid fire round, a couple of very quick questions, answer as per whatever comes first in your mind. And yeah, that is about it. Perfect.
Sure.
Favorite cuisine?
Thai.
Netflix or YouTube?
Netflix.
Mac or Windows?
Mac.
You wake up in 2050. What's the first thing you'd Google?
I'll probably go back to sleep.
That's a unique one. We've never had that. You wake up in 2030. What's the first thing you would want to do?
Google and check the date.
Tea or coffee?
Coffee.
Summertime or winter time?
Winter.
Favorite song?
There are so many, but one would be Sound of Silence.
Favorite movie?
I'm a movie buff. I can tell you like galore. I can't tell you one. I can do three.
Okay.
In indie movies, it will be the Apu trilogy of Ray. And in Western movies, it would be Godfather, Bridges of Madison County, and Elizabeth.
That's four. Netflix or Prime?
Prime.
Prime or Disney?
Prime.
Prime or Extra Sleep?
Never even heard of Extra Sleep. I'm perpetually sleep starved.
iPhone or Android?
Android.
Favorite childhood memory?
With any time spent with my parents. I lost them early.
One thing you look forward to do after the lockdown?
Sleep.
Favorite product?
Books.
Favorite book?
Can't say. Too many.
Favorite non-fiction book?
Atul Gawande, Being Mortal.
Favorite fiction book?
Yes, absolutely. There are too many. But of late, I have really loved both Harry Potter and Cormoran Strike series.
Favorite Harry Potter book?
Oh, entire series.
Harry Potter movies or Harry Potter books?
Books.
Perfect. Thank you very much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed your questions.
You just heard an episode on the Detox Podcast. Do not forget to subscribe on your favorite streaming platform, whether it is Spotify or iTunes. We are there.